Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, June 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Ludwigsburg Palace. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that delves into fascinating entries from Wikipedia to connect you with the stories and knowledge shaping our world. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're taking a virtual tour through the corridors of history, art, and architecture as we explore the magnificent Ludwigsburg Palace. Ludwigsburg Palace is one of the largest Baroque palaces in Germany, a place that echoes with tales of opulent lifestyles, political power plays, and an architectural grandeur that has withstood the test of time. Situated in Ludwigsburg, Baden-Württemberg, Germany, the palace boasts an intriguing story that dates back to the early 18th century. Picture this. It all began when Duke Eberhard Louis of Württemberg desired a hunting lodge that could double as a summer residence. As often happens with plans of grandeur, what started small eventually spiraled into something truly monumental. Construction of the palace began in 1704 and continued under the watchful eyes and ambitious minds of successive rulers. What's particularly fascinating is the sheer scale and evolution of Ludwigsburg Palace. Initially conceived as a modest project, it expanded dramatically over the years, eventually culminating into a sprawling estate with 452 rooms, gardens inspired by Versailles, and a barrage of architectural influences, ranging from Baroque to Rococo and neoclassical styles. The palace is more than just a historical artifact. It symbolizes the changing tastes, political maneuvers, and cultural aspirations of over three centuries. Think about the dynamics of a place that not only witnessed but actively participated in shaping regional dynasties, alliances, and artistic trends. Each duke who resided there contributed to its legacy, reflecting their era's unique socio-political atmosphere and aesthetic values. I invite you to imagine standing in the Residenzschloss, the heart of Ludwigsburg Palace. Here, you'll be surrounded by stunning Baroque architecture, intricate frescoes, gilded mirror rooms, and expansive ballrooms. One can easily visualize grand parties, intrigue-filled court meetings, and the everyday luxuries of aristocratic life. Particularly noteworthy is the Palace Theater, which is one of Europe's oldest preserved theaters and continues to host performances, bridging history with contemporary culture. A fascinating part of the story includes Duke Charles Eugene, who ruled in the mid-18th century. His tenure saw Ludwigsburg reach new artistic heights. He commissioned the construction of the opulent state apartments and introduced Rococo elements to the palace interiors, reflecting the evolving artistic preferences of the time. Imagine the Duke's determination to make Ludwigsburg not just a residence, but a monument to his reign and a cultural hub designed to impress visiting dignitaries and solidify his legacy. The palace grounds, equally breathtaking, cover extensive acres of immaculate gardens. These gardens were initially designed in the French Baroque style, complete with geometrical patterns, water features, and perfectly manicured hedges. However, as with the palace itself, the gardens evolved, incorporating English landscape elements in the 19th century, symbolizing a shift towards more naturalistic aesthetics. Let's pause for a moment to consider the bigger picture. Ludwigsburg Palace isn't just an isolated historical entity. It's a microcosm of European artistic and political currents. How do you think its changing architectural styles reflect broader trends in European history? The movement from Baroque rigidity to the playful elegance of Rococo, and finally to the clear lines of neoclassicism, mirrors broader societal shifts towards Enlightenment thought, shifting political powers and burgeoning democratic ideals. But it's not all about aesthetics and architecture. Ludwigsburg Palace also played a significant role in the political and social spheres. It served as the ducal residence until 1733, when the capital was moved back to Stuttgart. Even after the shift, the palace continued to be a vital locale for political and cultural gatherings. Some even argue that the age of absolutism is encapsulated within its walls, a testament to the absolute power and cultural patronage of the Württemberg dukes. A notable modern anecdote is the post-World War II restoration. Much of the palace had deteriorated, yet meticulous efforts were made to restore it to its former glory. Today, Ludwigsburg Palace stands not just as a relic of the past, but as a monument continuously engaged in dialogue with the present. Its rooms host exhibitions, educational tours, and international events, ensuring that the palace remains a living part of cultural discourse. Let's engage with this living history by posing a thought-provoking question. In an era where modernism often eschews ornate historical styles, what value do you think such a meticulously preserved Baroque palace offers us today? Is it simply about aesthetic enjoyment, or do places like Ludwigsburg provide deeper insights into our societal evolution and cultural heritage? As we conclude this journey through Ludwigsburg Palace, I encourage you to think about your next historical or cultural exploration. Consider visiting a historic site in your own area or engaging with similar entries on Wikipedia to help keep history alive. History is, after all, a story we participate in by learning, preserving, and sharing. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Next time, we'll navigate through another captivating topic from Wikipedia's vast reservoir of knowledge. Until then, keep exploring, stay curious, and let the echoes of history inform your present. Happy exploring!
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ludwigsburg Palace. Thanks for listening. See you next time.